The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. As Earth's climate continues to warm, life might become the province of the small. Climate change has already had documented effects on species living across the globe, from polar bears in the Arctic to coral reefs in the tropical seas. While some changes are specific to certain types of animals, others seem to be more universal. Two such ecological changes that have been noted are the shift of species ranges to higher altitudes and latitudes to keep within their temperature comfort zones, and the shift in the timing of key events in the life cycle of organisms, for example, the flowering of plants or migration of birds. A third change can now be added to that list. As temperatures rise, organisms get smaller, from the scale of whole communities down to the individual. This relationship was known to exist in nature, with warmer environments tending to be dominated by smaller animals, such as black bears or deer in the Yukon, which are twice the size of the same species in South Florida. To study this, ecologists used long-term surveys to look at several different aquatic communities that encompassed a variety of organisms, including bacteria, phytoplankton, and fish, living in a variety of environments.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.